welcome to Your Utah. I'm Taylor Powers. That is Ethan Millard. We're bringing you all things from the Wasatch Front. And today, we've got quite a cultural segment. We're going to be talking about the Italian festival here in Salt Lake City. It's called Festa Italiana.
Who doesn't love Italian things, right?
Yeah, right.
Rome, it's this exotic place, romantic. The food's awesome. Everybody
Pizza.
Loves Italian food.
But before we get into Italy, we're going to go a little bit south and do the Greek festival.
Awesome. And this is a Salt Lake. What's the word I'm looking for? The Greek festival is an institution.
I mean, the Greek Orthodox, the main church here in Salt Lake City is huge.
Yeah.
And actually, Greek is the second largest population after Mormon in Salt Lake City.
That didn't surprise me. The Greek community here has been very, very, very influential. Some of our biggest and best known businesses were founded by Greek families, and including some of my favorite restaurants actually started by Greek families. So there's a big, big, big Greek population here, and they are they've been a great benefit.
Well, guess what?
What?
I contributed to the Greek population here because I'm Greek.
Hey, awesome. Then tell us about your people and this festival that celebrates you.
All right. So the Greek festival here in Salt Lake City is in its 42nd annual year. That's great.
I believe that, yeah.
So it's held right in the parking lot and at the Greek Orthodox Church, which is right across from Pioneer Park going east.
Yes.
And it's a three-day event. It's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is going to be the 8th, 9th, and 10th, I believe. Or is it 9th, 10th, and 11th?
I can tell you. Do you have your calendar in front of
you? Oh, there it
is.
It's 8th, 9th, and 10th.
8th, 9th, and 10th.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
Starts at 11 a.m. and goes until 11 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and 8 p.m. on Sunday. So I've been to a lot of Greek festivals in my life.
Yeah.
This is the only one I've been to in Utah, but it holds up to everyone that I've been to and maybe even surpasses them.
It really is great. And you know, one of the coolest things about the festival is that it is crafted by hand by the Greek community.
Yeah, exactly.
Maria Chaleos is part of it every year. She's one of our colleagues here at KSL. And I'm telling you, I can tell you, they make the food.
Oh, my gosh.
From scratch by hand.
Of course they do.
And it is really done with a lot of care. I mean, the Greek community handcrafts this festival every year. And you can tell.
The food is probably my favorite part.
Yes.
Just because there's so many options and it's all so good. So when you get there, there's going to be the outdoor vendors, which are going to have a line of pretty much food trucks or carts, and they're going to have all the street food, and it's amazing. And if you do decide to eat out that strip of food, make sure you talk to the people that are serving you, because they are the nicest people, and they have stories to tell about their food and their family and their time in Salt Lake City and when they came here. So talk up everyone that you can.
That's
and then
cool.
inside the main area is going to be a line of bars and a buffet style. So then they're going to have a whole buffet section that you can walk through.
And that's where they really bust out the homemade,
oh my gosh,
handcrafted Greek food.
Yeah, you're going to see some incredible things.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, they have another section inside the church that has a Greek market. So you can go in and they've got all sort of gifts and things that you can buy and take home. And then they have the bakery section, which they have about six different bakeries lined up. And you can go and get a box and pick out a bunch of things and talk to them about what options. And then in that same area is going to be the other little market with vendors selling Greek jewelry and crafts and art. So it's going to be filled with that kind of stuff, especially the food. So save room, because you're going to want to do a lot of eating when you're there.
Don't eat the first thing that you see. Get in there. Try a lot of things.
But before you get too full, make sure you save some energy for the dancing, because they do a lot of classic Greek dancing. And it's really easy to pick up, because I learned all those dances when I was a kid, and they're really fun.
It seems like if you just go in with a lot of enthusiasm, that you'll be fine. People will love it, right? I mean, isn't that the thing with dancing?
Especially the Greek culture. They're not going to be like, oh, they're not Greek. Get out of here.
Or you're not a good enough dancer. Get out of here. Yeah. Which is good for people like me, not an accomplished dancer.
Yeah.
So. Also, I don't know. I guess it could be coaxed off the wall.
Yeah.
You found, though, and we don't want to forget, you found discount tickets.
I found a
discount.
So the tickets are only $3 per person, and kids under 5 are free. But there is a discount. Zions Bank, if you go to their website, zionsbank.com, and go to the community discounts and offers section, there is a 2-for-1 coupon that you can download on your phone and scan it when you get in. I did it last year, and then you just pay $3 for two people.
That's fantastic.
$1.50 each person. Yeah.
But that is almost free. That is like token.
Yeah, I know.
That is like token. So
exactly. It supports the Greek community, the Greek organization, and really helps them out.
Yeah,
so.
They put it to good use. And you're right. The Greek community is, you mentioned this kind of at the beginning, the Greek community is an important part of our local scene.
Yeah.
And they always have been. I mean, these Greek families go back generations. Really accomplished civic and business leaders.
Yeah, they really have.
Yeah.
They've really shaped Salt Lake City.
They have. They have. Cool.
So check it out and make sure to talk to as many people you can. Eat as much food as you can.
That's a dare.
And don't be shy to dance.
All right. When we come back... The Italian festival, the weekend after the Greek festival. It's the 1-2 punch of European cultures, classic European cultures here in Salt Lake. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Okay, the Greeks and the Romans, right? The pillars of Western culture.
Indeed.
They're going to be on display in the next couple of weeks here in Salt Lake. Taylor, of course, talked about the Greek festival, which is the weekend of the 10th. The following weekend, we've got the Italian festival. Now, the Italian festival is newer than the Greek festival.
Mm-hmm.
The Greek festival, I want to say, is the granddaddy of cultural festivals around here.
Yes.
I really think it is. Italian festival, a little bit newer, but boy, they've got some awesome, awesome stuff. So it is the weekend of the 16th. So it's the following weekend, 16th and the 17th.
It's only 2 days, so
only
it's Saturday
and
Sunday.
And it's at the gateway, so it's easy to get to. Get in there on tracks,
yep.
No problem, lots of parking. Which, by the way, pro tip for the Greek festival, come in on tracks.
That's, yeah.
You know, that way you
definitely
don't have to worry about
any
of it,
any of the parking, because there's not a lot of great parking over there.
Yeah, you know, they hold it at the Greek Orthodox Church, which is an important part of it. But it also means,
well, they fill up the whole parking lot for the festival. So there's...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the parking lot is the festival. So a little bit of a pro tip there for the Greek festival.
Yeah.
And it'll help you enjoy it. So, but the Italian festival, they got a lot of awesome things. A great calendar of events. They've got some bands. They've got some Italian music. Mm-hmm. But the thing that caught my eye were two events, Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday is a pasta eating contest, and on Sunday is a pizza eating contest.
Which one do you think you could do better?
I don't know. I bet if it came down to it, if I had to actually do like kind of weigh it out, I bet I could eat more pizza than pasta.
I think I'd go with pasta.
You would go with pasta? Do you think you could eat more pasta or you would just prefer the pasta?
I think I could eat more pasta. I think it would be a mind trickery thing because with the pizza, you're counting how many slices.
Okay, yeah.
And with the pasta, I mean,
it's just a pile.
You just keep refilling.
You just keep going. Yeah. Okay, I could see that.
And
yeah,
pizza, kind of you think you're eating more, but with pasta, I think I could probably eat more.
Well,
and I would prefer it. So.
Well, you ought to sign up. Now, here's the deal. You got to sign up. So if you go to festaitalianaslc.com, by the way, we're calling it the Italian festival. The real name is Festa Italiana. So we get that. If anyone at the Festa Italiana is getting it, they might email and be like, hey, guys, you got the name wrong.
Come on.
FestaItalianaSLC.com. Mm-hmm. And you need to sign up. because you can imagine a lot of people are going to be interested in this. So,
oh, for sure.
So sign up so that you can get in there and be a part of it. All right?
And by the way, the contests, the eating contests, are sponsored by Fratelli. So you know where it's coming from. You know it'll be tasty.
It'll be tasty, mm-hmm. Yeah. They'll be in there mixing up more pasta than they normally do. So it is a really awesome, awesome event. So aside from the food, all the food and drinks, entertainment, art, culture, they're also doing a bocce tournament. Now, bocce ball is it's in the bowling family. So it's a style of bowling. Now, you know, we here in the U.S., we have bowling lanes and we do it our way. But if you can imagine in other cultures where they have their version of bowling, which,
yeah,
you know, it's like that. So it's played with these kind of largish balls, mm-hmm. and not as large as our bowling balls. They don't have the thumb holes or the finger holes or anything like that. But they say that the sport dates back to ancient Rome. So
yeah, I'm not surprised.
No.
It's a great lawn game.
Some real history there. So it's if you want to get in on that, again, go to Festa Italiana SLC.com. It's September 16th and 17th.
And in addition, they're going to have a car show too, Italian car show.
Oh, that makes sense because it is sponsored by Alfa
Ken
Romeo.
Ken Garth and Alfa Romeo. Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So you'll see some Ferraris, Maseratis.
See, I would love that. Can I make a car confession?
Okay.
There is a car that I've always wanted, and it's the Ferrari 308. And it's the one that Magnum P.I. drove. If you are familiar with that show. No, you're not
nope.
really. No. Sometimes I forget the distance between us, the chasm between us. It's a great Ferrari. And, you know, for a while, they were pretty cheap. You know, you could get one for $20,000.
Wow.
And now you can't even find one in poor condition for under 50.
Yeah.
So the prices have kind of hit the floor and have bounced back up. And I still really regret not kind of pushing myself and doing it.
Just getting a Ferrari when you had the chance.
Because they are really, really neat. So there you go. All things Italian and all things Greek the next couple of weekends mm-hmm. in downtown Salt Lake City. The Greek Festival at the Greek Orthodox Church and the
Festa Italiana.
Festa Italiana.
At the Gateway.
At the Gateway. It's going to be good.
It will be. So get out there and enjoy those events. Soak up the culture right here in Salt Lake City. And always enjoy your Utah.